Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, one of your co-hosts for Whatever Wednesday. I am back in control of the board. I let the boys run the show last week, and apparently it was a really great show. So we have something really special for you today. If you are follow the Facebook pages of Beamer Corporate and the IBD pages, you know that Jordan Palmer is going to do an interview with Ian today. I do have Ian on the line as well. Ian, are you with us?
I am. Good to hear you guys. Nice talking to you, Lisa. I'm glad you were able to join us today. I don't know, is Greg still on with us here today, or is it just you and I?
It's just you and I.
Well, good. You want to do any announcements, or you want to get right to it?
I do want to just remind everybody what the challenge is for November. And it's funny, when we decided on the challenge, we actually did not know that the corporate office was going to release this latest promotion that we have going on. And so it kind of was magical. It all happened together, and that we can talk about ways to take advantage of this promotion, which is enroll a new team member distributor and have them purchase the home edition. They get the Go Pack, which is a $630 value, for free. Granted, they do pay the $199, but they're still getting a great discount. And we're going to continue to talk over the next couple of weeks on how to strategize and bring in new team members, but also how to engage with your team now, and some ideas that can help you do that. And you know, it's that kind of time of year that people are looking to make extra income, and I think it's really a great time to engage with your team and get some momentum going, especially going into 2022. With all of the new things that we'll have coming out with Beamer next year. So with that, I just want to turn this over to Ian and his interview with Jordan. And the reason we had selected Jordan to come on to during this promotion or during this challenge for November, because we're talking about team building and team engagement. And he is a Beamer ambassador, but you know, he's also a former NFL football player, and Ian's going to get into all of that and how he engages with his, his coach, his players that he coaches. So without further ado, Ian, I'm going to turn it over to you for the interview.
Awesome. Thank you. So real quickly, guys, you might not know this, but Jordan Palmer played 8 years in the NFL. He went from 6 different teams. He was considered kind of a QB washout, and now he's the go-to coach for the number one NFL draft picks. And that's kind of an amazing feat. And he started doing this in 2013, right down the street from our corporate office in Carlsbad called X-House. It's a workout facility for a lot of athletes, a lot of NFL players. He was training, he was asked to train Blake Bortles, and he was still playing for the Bears at the time. But he learned a lot from a lot of these different players at the time that he was with on the teams. And he says, you know what, I'm going to take all this in and I'm going to share this. And I'm going to share this with Blake. I'm going to let him know what I did, what I learned, what I experienced. And then Blake became the number one draft pick in the NFL for that year, or one of the top QB picks, I guess I should say. And he's developed, and the reason why I think this is important for you guys to hear this, because he's developed a very unique way of building, because there's a lot of great quarterback coaches out there. But he's developed a group of people, all these pros that he's worked with. I mean, I'm going to give you a list right now. He worked with Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Holmes. He's worked with Joe Burrows, but he's got Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, who plays for the Bills. Sam Darnold plays for Carolina Panthers now. Kyle Allen, who I've known since he was in high school, playing for Washington. And he's also has been working with Trevor Lawrence. He's worked with a lot of different players and the coach, the player for the Jets too. But he develops them to work together. So imagine getting all these top millionaire best quarterbacks, and they're all training together and working together. And I want you to think about that in regards to building your teams. I want you to think about how that would go and understanding what it's like to work with people on the same thing and how you can kind of build it, because he went from zero to hero very quickly. And just by sharing his knowledge, his lifestyle, and what he wanted to kind of do. And now they're all actually have homes near where he trains and where he lives. And so it's a community now. Just like we have a Beamer family, this is their community. And it's quite amazing to see up there in Orange County. We're going to go to that interview right now so you guys can hear it. So let's have some fun.
Perfect. Good morning, Jordan. Thank you for joining us today on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to introduce you, because some of the IBDs that are out there might not know you. You're one of our sports ambassadors. You are the quarterback guru now, working with all the top prospects for the NFL. You had a kind of long career, 8 years in the NFL, and your high point was probably being on the same team with your brother, Carson, and I'm sure that was kind of fun. But now you work with a lot of the top players, and you work on getting –
Well, that's interesting. It just stopped for a second here. I don't know what's going on. Let me see if I can figure this out, guys. There's a big X on it. So, Lisa, do you want to add anything to this point?
All right. Well, there's always something, isn't there? Actually, while you are working on technical difficulties, are you
ready?
You good? Okay. I was going to sing to everybody.
Good morning.
I coached growing up. It was kind of like,
let me go back a little bit. Sorry.
Together and being kind of a team. Can you talk a bit more about that and about how you got from playing to this now?
Yeah. So I had an interesting career because I played, as you said, for 8 years, but I never really even started a game. I was a backup. I bounced around. I got cut. I signed in multiple leagues. I was kind of like to say I was like good enough to make it and bad enough to never really play once I got there. But at the same time, the whole time I was playing, I'd grown up around not just football, but I'd grown up around quarterback development. And two key things. I mean, my coach growing up kind of was the first guy to charge money for training quarterbacks and created a concept called the Elite 11, which 25 years later is still where the top high school kids try and get to every year. And then my older brother, Carson, was not just a really good player or a good guy. Even with all my experience now, he's probably the best example of actually how to do it correctly on the field, off the field, how you treat people, how you work, how you prepare, how you deal with adversity. And so I had these two really cool examples. So as I played in college in the NFL, I knew I wanted to get into coaching. I knew I wanted to have a family and be very, very involved. And so those two things are juxtaposed from a lifestyle perspective. Coaches spend a lot of time in the office. And so I've created a niche where I get to work with kids starting at 10. All the way up to some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and everything in between. And there's an online component. There's a camp component. There's private draft training and then some elite level training with coaching staffs and college and pro. So I've kind of just been able to build a little, take advantage of a little niche and really try and push this quarterback position forward and how it's developed.
I think that's great. I mean, for me, when I was coaching tennis, I looked for three things: quick hands, quick feet, and fire in the belly. But my understanding from the players, when I talked to them, when I saw you this past year up there in Orange County, that you have a good, keen eye on really how to break down their game, but so they could build it back up. And how do you get these players to trust you in working with you?
You know, I think it's case basis. Some guys, you know, there's guys that are playing in the NFL that I started working with when they were 14 years old, and I was still playing at the time. And then there's guys that I build a deck and present to them and their families as to how I think I can help them. And so, in terms of how I build the relationship and establish trust, I think reputation and resume is helpful in that. In that this, you know, last year when I met with Trevor Lawrence, he wasn't the first number one pick I've worked with, you know. And he wasn't the first guy that I've worked with that won a national title. And so I think anything, experience, resume, that kind of stuff is helpful. But I think part of the reputation that I've developed and when I hear this about me, I go, okay, cool, is that I just genuinely trying to help these young men as they become men. And their parents, you know, do that and coaches do that and other people along the way, but not a lot of people have experience helping somebody become a man as they become a multimillionaire at 21, as they have more pressure at 18, 19, and 20 than their dads can wrap their heads around. Have no experience, cannot give a counsel on it, no idea what it's like. And so for me, every year that goes by, that's another, you know, 50 young men that I'm kind of walking through the year with. And so I think I built a reputation in the space to go, hey, you hit up JP, he's probably got some good advice for you, because I know more. It's just, I've just seen a lot in a short amount of time, in the last 10 years, I've just seen a lot of scenarios. So whether it's, you know, somebody who's got a family member that they're losing, getting terrible health news. I recently had my brother just came out of the closet to me, and I don't know. And I'm the only person that knows, and I don't, you know, how do I help? What do I do with that? My parent, no one else knows in the family. I have a guy that lost his best friend, you know, this year. She died tragically, just randomly. And so just like all these different things, let alone, you know, tearing an ACL or throwing a game, losing interception, those things, right? So there's just so much that happens on and off the field. And for me, as helpful as I can be on the physical side, from the biomechanics, from the health, nutrition, as helpful as I can be on that stuff, it really all comes second to help these guys become great humans.
No, I think that's great. And my understanding, too, from these players, they all have now decided to kind of live in Orange County in Dana Point area, and they all kind of get together. And I know that you get together with them and play a little pickleball out there in front of your house a little bit, and a little team fun stuff. And I think there was even talk a bit about a Wine Wednesday where you guys get together and review different tapes and all that stuff. We talked a bit about that, which is also kind of fun. But I think for us, for Beamer, we like to kind of know a little bit about you, but tell us how you got involved with Beamer. What got you interested in Beamer and getting one for yourself and for your family?
Yeah, I think I had seen it at a clinic and just kind of asked questions about it. And then I also, for me, for draft training and for my vets, I don't handle everything. I work with some of the best folks in the business in terms of physical therapy, and Drew Marcos at Modus, Naomi Talbot, I think, is one of the best trainers in the world. And she does the strength side of things. And I've got a guy named Mike White who handles all the biomechanics. So I'm bringing in a lot of experts. And so I get pitched a lot of products, and they get pitched a lot of products. And so it's a little bit of a Venn diagram. So when they hear something and when I see it, and we all go, yeah, we've all, you know, and they'll do a little more research as that's, you know, the human body is more what they spend their time doing, particularly Drew, on the physical therapy side of things. And their worlds, right? They have different access to different stuff too. So I think Beamer was one where we all saw it. And then when I did research, I just saw the application across more than, you know, inflammation in a hamstring, right, or in an ankle. But it was it had a much broader ability to impact somebody's life. So
absolutely. Yesterday we were just talking about the sleep program. Tell me how you enjoy that sleep program, how it makes a difference for you.
Yeah. So for me, I sleep on my Beamer, and then since I've actually worked with the Beamer, I just had my first injury, because had I been using a Beamer when I was playing or training really hard, I would have more instant feedback in terms of where it's helpful. But I actually, my 3 and 5 year olds are both pretty good little skateboarders. And so I hadn't skateboarded since eighth grade, started skating again, and just fell from really high in the air directly onto my back about 8 weeks ago. And so to be able to use some of the different protocols, just mixing up, whether it's like extreme flush for soreness and using the B-spot to be able to just for like an acute injury. And so for me, yeah, I think the sleep one has been really, really consistent. And then having an injury, it's been good to kind of see some improvements as I'm kind of rehabbing all that.
Absolutely. So when you get together with your players, I mentioned a little bit before, we're trying to get you to do that recovery challenge. Now we're doing kind of team building challenge here for the Beamer world on whatever Wednesdays. And I was telling you before that you could do that recovery challenge where you have them do the push-ups for 30 seconds or as many as they can, stop, then do the B-body for 8 minutes on intensity 3 with the plus on in the morning, plus off in the evening. And then for the FDA reasons, we'll have to use the second applicator, which is the B-pad across your chest on program 1, and then do another series of push-ups. And most of the people will see you do about 10 to 20% more push-ups, but also they're less winded and less gas, and they'll have less lactic acid in their chest, in their body. So I think you said you were going to try that out tonight here. So
yeah, I'm excited. I want to try that out myself, yeah.
You're going to text me and let me know how you do. I can let the people know when we record this and play this for everybody, how you did on that. And I think it's kind of a fun little challenge there. But another gentleman you have that's great, who I've known for a couple of years, is Les Spellman. He
yeah.
takes care of speed work. I sent him Brandon Nakashima, who's actually on the HB Tour now and is doing quite well in the top 60 in the world. But you seem to get the right people to work with you, which is a sign of a great coach and a great builder of a program. And I really like how you work from the very, very young to also the top in the world, because not all quarterback coaches, not all coaches do that. They just focus on one area, but you definitely see the ability to do that. But mainly, too, is the lifestyle that you have and how you in Southern California and that you spend time with your family a lot. And I think that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of this for me. I just think on quarterbacks and the other comment you made, I just think they're the most influential young men in the country. You look up, walk across up to any middle school or high school, odds are the quarterback, most of the kids in school know his name. And so, and then there's cases where these kids in high school are like legitimate names, right? And then in college, it's not even close, right? The quarterback in college, even if he's not very good, is still, everybody knows that guy's name. Everybody knows at least what he looks like, what number he is, whatever. And so, and then you go to the NFL, and this is the most influential athletes on the planet. And so I just think as a subset, as a cohort of people, quarterbacks are the most influential young men in our country. And very few of them are going to make it all the way to the NFL. And so that's not the point. It can be a goal, but it's not the point. And I think at young ages, middle school, high school, even elementary school, quarterbacks get more life reps, more quality life reps than any of the boys their age, any of the kids their age. The quarterback in sixth grade, even if he doesn't even play on the team school or the school team, yeah, he plays on like, you know, Pop Warner or something like that. He has to deal with pressure and responsibility and expectations and failure and adversity and success way different than the shortstop or the point guard or the outside hitter or both, or the trombone player or the valedictorian. It's just different. And so those are really quality life reps. And so for me, I just want to expedite the process of them becoming, you know, men, and not by forcing them to grow up fast, but by having them take advantage of those reps.
Absolutely. And I think that's extremely important. Before I let you go here, you want to say anything at all in regards to the Beamer experience that you've been having and working with Brad Horn with marketing and all that stuff down there? Corporate's only down the street from you, from Orange County.
Yeah, it's been really cool. You know, it's a unique combination that don't see it a ton, where the product, you move the brand, the name, the marketing, any of that from it, just the product speaks for itself. But a lot of times when you have a really, you know, complex, you know, innovative piece of technology, it's hard to build a brand around it. You know, it's hard to make it digestible and cool. And I just think Beamer, the whole team, Brad Horn, Maria, everybody's done a great job of kind of connecting those dots between this incredible technology, but also making it pretty digestible and easy to understand how it can be applied. Because it's not a piece of tape. It's not a shoe. It's not a wearable piece of technology that does three things. It has so much application from across the board. And so I think they've done a fantastic job, and it's a great company to work with.
Well, Jordan, it's been fun meeting you earlier this year. I was lucky enough to work with you a little bit more. Glad to have you on this call right now. So, look, I look forward to seeing you next year. All right?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Too.
Great. So what I really enjoyed about that conversation with Jordan is that if we can walk away from this, is he's really unique in the sense that he wanted to find a job where he can make as much as an offensive coordinator or quarterback coach, but he created it himself. He created his own business plan. He created his own situation that he wanted to do. He's working with a lot of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. They're all working together. They go Wednesdays. They have a Wednesday, Wine Wednesdays, where they meet, and they go over tapes and tapes, and they watch it, and they talk, and they go over it. But he's also down there in the fields with the young kids, and that's kind of unique in the sense that he's watching those 11-year-olds, those five, you know, those 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds, and he's working with them over and over again. So he had to adapt. I mean, we all did during COVID, the coronavirus. We got shut down. He had to take the group out there to the beaches and train them there. And then when that got shut down, it became more things online. So he's very adaptable. And that's what I think he is a great sports ambassador for Beamer, because he's adapted. He knows the product. He uses it. He wants to have a business where he can do his own business and create his own world. Teams that are team builders to work with each other, to build each other, to work that, I think is important. I think if we can start to build a kind of a family atmosphere in our own teams and support each other and do those watch Wednesdays or watch Saturdays or whatever it is and watch the different Zoom calls that we have all together and have watch parties, I guess. I'm sorry, they're called watch parties. That is a phenomenal way of doing it. Lisa, if we have any phone people that want to call in, you can do that. I'm going to pass it off to you.
Thank you. And what a great interview. And he's such a just down-to-earth guy, which is just really awesome. So a few of the things that I took away from that interview in relationship to what we're talking about with the Beamer business as far as building teams, growing teams, and team engagement is that, he relies on his experience, his reputation, and his resume. So we've all come from somewhere else in the world before we entered Beamer. We all have skill sets and expertise in certain areas. And he focuses on that for himself to get more business. The other thing is that, he didn't say the word leadership, but you had asked him a question about why they trust him. And, they trust him, I think, because he does portray that leadership quality, and not just on the field, not just throwing the football. I was going to say throwing the quarterback. That'd be funny. Not just that, not just on the football field, but also in their life. And he is a mentor to these people. And, we use the word mentor in Beamer. Some of us have great mentors, some of us not so much. But it doesn't mean that you can't go out and find a mentor in Beamer. I mean, the one thing about the Beamer family is that there are so many giving, nurturing people in this company that are always willing to step outside of, team lines and help other distributors. I know I help a ton of people that have nothing to do with my upline or my downline. So, and I know there are many, many other people out there in Beamer that are doing that. So if you don't have a mentor, find one, reach out to somebody. There's a lot of leaders that are doing these Beamer Saturdays and the presentations and the watch parties, and reach out to your regional directors. That's what they're there for, is to help you in your region, and they can maybe connect you with somebody. So that was one of the things. But he is also mentoring people in their life as well, not just on the field, but in life. And, you know, when we're creating a team atmosphere, you hear this a lot, you know, like locking arms with your team and, you know, bring people on board that you want to work with, that you want to spend time with on and off the field, you know, in Beamer and in life. I'm going to call out, I don't know if they're on the call or not, or they'll hear the recording, but I'm going to call out the Beamer babes in Florida, Kylie Allen and Leslie Pruitt and Summer Santacourt. I love watching these ladies because they literally, I mean, Summer literally increased her business by 1,000%. And they have one of the most engaged teams I've ever seen. But, you know, these three ladies lead with their heart. They practice what they preach. And they're willing to get in there and help and do anything to make it happen. But they also enjoy life together. And they've just locked arms. And they're building a business that creates that team atmosphere. In addition to that, one of the other things that Jordan does that that applies to us in Beamer as far as team building is, you know, creating a panel of experts within your team. You know, he brings in other experts, physical therapists and massage therapists and other coordinators. And so it's not just I don't know what all the positions were, but, you know, but he brings in other people with other areas of expertise because he knows he doesn't know it all. And I think sometimes one of the things that happens to us in Beamer is we feel like we have to know it all before we share it. And I can tell you when I started 6 years ago, I literally would say to people, just get on it. It's working for me. This is what it's doing for me. I would share my story. I would say, I'm not sure yet exactly what it's doing. I can't really, you know, give you all of the science yet. Just get on it. But, you know, I had a health and wellness studio. I had clientele. They had a level of trust with me. And so they did. But, you know, if I had waited until I knew everything, you know, I may not have gotten off to the great start that I did. So, you know, you don't have to know it all, but you probably have people on your team with areas of expertise. Maybe you have somebody on your team that is really good at social media. Maybe you have somebody on your team that has a practitioner background. You know, maybe you have somebody on your team that knows how to host a, you know, a party at your house. Like, put together a team of experts and share this with your whole team. And then, you know, the last thing is, that, you know, he's impacting lives. And it's not necessarily about football. It's, you know, taking these young kids, these young boys and young high school men, young men, I guess, and, you know, helping form them to be really good humans and impacting lives. And, of course, we're all in Beamer to change lives. And so, you know, I think it was a great interview. Ian, thanks for bringing that all together. Any comments?
Yeah. So real quickly, just like the Beamer, when I tell people when they purchase their Beamer, they not only just get this great, amazing medical device, but they get me too. So I'm constantly training them, constantly reaching out with them and following up with them what's going on. And the same thing with our team. We have to follow up with them and help them on out. We have highs and lows in this business, and for us to keep on working together is key. I mean, his players, like Kyle Allen, called him when he got in a little car accident, wondering if he should pay it with his insurance or not, or when Donald, you know, got sick with mono. He was the first person he called. These relationships that you build right now are key, and they're more than just the business. It's the relationship business. So I think Greg is on the line with us, and I think he's foaming at the mouth to kind of talk to us. Are you there, Mr. Greg?
I am here, you guys. And Ian, I just want to take my hat off to you, buddy, for putting all of this together. And I want to also Beamer for bringing in and recognizing the value of the ambassadors that they're bringing on. These are people that are not just key individuals in their own specialty, but they're great people. I mean, they are individuals that are willing to share and help us all out. And I think that is just absolutely amazing. And I would have loved to have been able to ask Jordan actually a couple of questions, because I wonder, as us as distributors now, we're thinking, well, how can we reach out and find someone like that? But we know naturally those are those golden nuggets out there. But I look back at my high school, and I went back and after 30 years and I saw the growth in my high school, I look at their training center, and just the weight room alone is the size of the whole gymnasium that we had when I went to high school. And these high schools have advanced dramatically with all their training and different things there. So I'm going to be reaching out to the athletic director and be making contact there to see where they are at. What are they wanting to do to help out all the different sports individuals, and, you know, what their limitations are and the whole bit, because these are all brand new areas, because there are so many parents that would be willing to do anything to help their child get that extra edge to be able to get a scholarship. And so there's a lot of potential out there. So that's what I just wanted to share with you guys today.
Well, Greg, that's great. I'm going to go ahead and see if you can – what's that one question you have? Obviously, I'm not going to have Lisa, because Lisa wants to throw the quarterback. So I'm wondering if she even knows how many players are out there on the football field or something of that nature. But go ahead, Greg. You seem like an educated man about football. What question would you have for Jordan?
The biggest thing I would ask for Jordan would be, what would be his approach, and what would he ask the athletic director to plant the seed of how Beamer could be beneficial for the high school level players?
Okay, I'll ask him that question if I can. If I get an answer, I'll let you know that. If anyone else has questions that are listening right now, dial or push 1, and Lisa would like to talk to you, because she's going to tell you how to throw a quarterback.
You guys. So I just also wanted to point out one other thing. I know I have recently, well, I read it maybe a year ago, but I've recently started listening to the audiobook again. And I recommended it to Ian, and it was funny because we both kind of pulled out the same thing, and it's kind of right at the beginning of the book. The name of the book is You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, and I highly recommend it as a motivational, kind of a motivational personal growth book. He was a Navy SEAL, but, you know, more than that, he talks about just, you know, what he's overcome in his life and how he's had to overcome it. And he talks about in the book, if you have 100 men in the field or women, if you have 100 people in the field, there are going to be 10 of them that really aren't ever going to do anything. And I'm going to take what he said on the battlefield as a Navy SEAL, obviously, transfer that to being in Beamer and direct sales. So, you know, you have 100, 10 of them are probably never going to sell a Beamer. They got excited maybe when they bought it, said yes to signing up as a distributor, but they haven't taken an academy and haven't sold one, and you maybe haven't heard from them. And maybe never will again. 80 of those 100 are, you know, maybe going to sell one or two Beamers in their life. They went to an academy. They're going to sell a Beamer or two, but they do other things in life, and Beamer is not at the top of their priority list. And then you get down to the 9, and those are going to be your seniors. They've taken the academy. They've sold 4 or more Beamers. Maybe they sell 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 a year. But they're seniors. They're helping to advance you as a leader to a management level. And then there's the one. And the one is the one who's going to go all the way. The one is the one that's going to share Beamer all the time. They're going to go to multiple academies. They're going to participate in watch parties. They're going to engage, and they're going to be on national sales calls. And they're going to get to management. They're going to get to group leader or team manager, which is going to help you as, you know, their upline to also promote and rank up in Beamer. And, you know, I had a mentor once who said to me, all you need are four aces. That one is an ace. And when you start to look at these different qualities of who you're bringing on board, and, you know, I've heard Chris and George say this multiple times, it's easier to go out and enroll a new IBD than resurrect the dead. So when you look at this equation, and I think this is across life, we talk about the 80-20 rule, but really in Beamer, it's 90-10. It's 10% of the distributors that are producing the majority, the 90% of the sales. So you want to really, you know, engage with those 90 of your 100, you know, share the information with them, but your energy should really be on the top 10 and for sure the one, the ace, the warrior. So I just wanted to share that. Again, the name of the book is You Can't Hurt Me. It's by David Goggins. I recommend it. And Ian, back to you. Oh, you know what? Actually, we have a caller. I got so carried away. We have a caller. 970-309-970-309. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi. This is Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi. Hey, I really appreciate what you guys are doing today. The sports analogy coaching thing is great. That's kind of my background. But I just have one quick question. You, Greg was talking about, I think it was Greg, about high school athletes. And I'm just curious, how young can – you know, can people be to put them on the Beamer? For some reason, I was thinking that people had to be 18 years or older. I'm fairly new to this, so that's basically my question.
Greg, you still have a live mic if you're on and you want to answer this, or we can.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I believe it is 18 or older. And then outside of that, we would have to check with compliance and Dr. Burka's office. And I know these restrictions have been given to us by the FDA. So that is something, and that is a great question to approach. And then we can see what options we have around that. But that's a great question. And thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
Ruby, thanks for calling in and keep listening. We appreciate it. All right, we only have about 5 minutes left. So if you do have a question, a comment, are participating in the enrollment promotion this month, have questions about team building, you can hit one on your phone. If you have a question about anything, it is still Whatever Wednesday. And hit one on the phone now so that we can answer that question.
You know, what I thought was great, too, Lisa and Greg, was this past Saturday. I don't know if anyone here that was listening to this call today, but that was spectacular. And that live streaming presentation, I really enjoyed some keynote speakers in that. Obviously, Dr. Burka, everything that he says, I'm listening to. I'm a big sponge. I learn something every time he speaks. Michael Veritek, if you're listening to this, my friend, you did a great job. Casey Conrad, hysterical. I think that poor boy is still blushing, who's an IBD, but that's all right. I love the story about the jacket. In fact, I need to go out and get an orange jacket now just so I can talk about that. You know, just Cindy Schellenberg, you did a great job with the equine set. Everybody was just phenomenal. The energy, I mean,
Lisa, I don't know about you, but I really miss these times that we get together as groups and all that stuff. And Greg, I know you were there too. You did a great talk there. I miss seeing you when I would go down to the corporate and you would help out with the traffic where people were parking, and you had that big van for Ram and the bike there and everything like that. I miss these times. So hopefully we can get together again, maybe on January 8th when we have our launch. I'll swing out to California and spend a little time with you and talk to you a little bit there too.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of wonderful announcements coming up on January 8th. So make sure that you notify your people now to mark their calendar and make sure that they are available, because prior to the meeting this week, the RDs got together. Albert came in, introduced all the new staff and existing staff, and they all individually gave presentations to the regional directors and national director on what their visions were, what they were actively doing to build their areas and develop every single issue that has been brought up to them. Our advisory board that's put together every quarter, they've been going through and they've been taking care of each and every item that has been addressed, and they are taking everything to a whole new level. So we are only just beginning. This is just the start. So now is the time to build that foundation as a distributor and learn all the basics. Go in and get started on your e-learning. Don't wait, because they are adding a lot more to the e-learning, so you want to get that foundation in now. You do not want to hesitate on academies. Get into an academy as soon as you can if you have not been to one, because if they do get to the point where they put the time clock on where you have to get one in a certain time, I can guarantee you all those who have procrastinated then will be scrambling to find one that will meet their schedules. And now is the time to get in on one and get your academy in. So take advantage of all the tools that they have right now. It's only going to get better, and we will always be here for you to help answer any and all of your questions. And I do see, I believe there is another question, if you guys have time to handle it.
Yep, we have a couple of minutes, so 859-588, 859-588, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. How are you all today?
Good, Claudia. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to say I was on the call Saturday as well for the live streaming. It was excellent. It was actually my 74th birthday. And I chose to do the call instead of going out. But it was awesome for me. I learned a lot. And just wanted to also say, I guess I can say this, okay, on whatever Wednesday. I had a refrigerator guy come to my house. He was young, I think 44, which is young to me. And he saw the horse Beamer here, and then I showed him the other one, and he used it, and he bought the Beamer within 2 weeks because he had such amazing results the very first time he used it. So we never know. I just wanted
exactly,
to share that.
Exactly, Claudia. We never do know. So, you know, we need to continue to share Beamer with everybody. And you know, a great line is, have you heard of this new medical device Beamer? And you know, just ask a question. You know, I tell people all the time, just ask questions when you're talking to people. Let them do the speaking, and when they come out, hopefully they're going to break some of those segments out from Saturday. Casey Conrad was awesome on objections, and you know, one of them is ask questions and then be quiet and just listen to what the prospect is talking about. So with that, thanks for another great Wednesday. We will be back next Wednesday. Go out and make it a great day and keep sharing Beamer.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that